Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and this is a day I've long awaited for because I have a special guest to introduce you to today, and I want you to stay tuned. I don't know how we could have a more qualified expert to speak about the economy and where this nation may be headed than Dr. Yin-Kan Nguyen. Dr. Yin-Kan Nguyen is in the studio with me. He's a distinguished economist. He has a bachelor's in economics from the National Taiwan University, also a master in economics from the same school, and a doctorate of political economics from Johns Hopkins University. He became a chartered financial analyst with the United States Institute of Chartered Financial Analysts in 1995 and has served on the board of the Central Bank of the Republic of China. And Dr. Nguyen's life interests have revolved around developing economies. Dr. Nguyen is also a professor, an honorary professor at Donghua University in Taiwan. Dr. Nguyen, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck.
You are such the scholar, it took me a while to even get you introduced.
Thank you.
Dr. Nguyen, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you currently live?
I live in Washington, D.C. For about 42 years.
Yes.
I came to the United States in 1969, went to Johns Hopkins for my PhD study.
And how long have you been a Christian, Dr. Nguyen?
Since 1973, both I and my wife were baptized together on the Easter on 1973.
Since that time, you have been studying how economies develop. How did that become your interest in life, your passion?
After I got my PhD from the Johns Hopkins, I joined the World Bank staff and became involved in development economy study and research and did a lot of relevant studies on development economics because of the needs of the World Bank operations.
So you have been studying economic development from a macro level through nations all your career. Is that correct?
Yeah, so to speak.
Yeah, so to speak. And many scholars believe that the prosperity in the West is due largely in part to Christianity. Dr. Nguyen, do you share that view as an economist?
That's right. There were about 22 industrial countries or so-called advanced countries in the world. Out of these countries, all but one were influenced by Christian heritage. The only one exception was Japan.
Well, Dr. Nguyen, I want to talk to you about that when we come back. We've got to take a break. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
A successful business in a challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes wisdom, the kind of wisdom that can only come from the time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills found in the Bible. Authored by financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring, borrowing and lending, tithing on business income, and much more. Whether you're a startup, an established firm, or you work for someone else, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you with wisdom from God's Word. To purchase your copy of Business by the Book or to learn more about other business tools and resources, go to crown.org. That's crown.org, or call us at 1-800-722-1976. Begin building a biblical foundation for business success today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Dr. Yin-Kan Nguyen, a distinguished economist and one I'm privileged to welcome to the program. And today we're going to be sharing his insights into where this U.S. economy is headed. And certainly he is qualified to share with all of us a perspective that we're privileged to have today. Dr. Nguyen, we left off saying that the original 22, is that right? The original 22 industrialized nations, except for one, Japan being the exception, can trace back to a Christian heritage. So the gospel has made a difference in the entire national economy. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And why is Japan the exception?
Actually, Japan introduced the capitalist system during the 19th century, during the Meiji Restoration. Japanese emperor adopted the capitalist system in its economy and a political system that form today's Japan's basic system. And Japan, because of that, Japan became an industrialized country too.
So, in effect, all of them could trace their success economically to the principles from the scripture.
That's correct. Also, I say there were originally 22 industrialized countries. Now we add two more. One is Greece. The other one is South Korea in OECD, called Organization of Economic Development and Cooperation. That is a club for advanced country. We add two more countries. Actually, Greece used to be a very strong Christian country, and South Korea has a population of 30% of population becoming Christians.
Yes.
So I believe God's hand actually really makes sense.
Yes, it does. Dr. Nguyen, you're the one that pointed out to me that although God is not directly referenced in the United States Constitution, He is referenced in the state constitutions in this country. Would you share some insight around that with us?
That's right. I found out in the United States, each state, each of 50 states have a constitution, and each state constitution refers God or refers to Jesus Christ. And among them, actually, interestingly, eight states, including Maryland, if the people, state citizens, do not believe in God, they cannot serve in the government as officer.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Right.
And I looked at the document, Dr. Nguyen, and it even says in many cases that the states are referencing God Almighty, that we refer to Him in the Bible.
Right.
Now, Dr. Nguyen, something many of our listeners are very, very concerned about is the national debt of the United States. And you've done a lot of study about the current deficit and the national debt. Will you share some of your insights from your recent article?
One of the key causes of the recent financial crisis actually is overspending and accumulation of huge national debt. When we say national debt, usually we refer to the debt incurred by the central government. In the United States case, it's a federal government's debt. It's also called a sovereign debt. That debt right now we have about $13 trillion.
$13 trillion.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Nguyen, it's about 90% of our annual income in this country, right? So it'd be like an individual who made $100 in a year, but they owed $90 of it.
That's true. So actually, United States used to be very good in budget system. Before 1970s, we don't have much government annual budget deficit. But since about 1980s, we accumulated national debt very fast. In terms of inflation-adjusted figures, we had the national debt increasing in faster pace after 1980s. And also, around 1975, U.S. became net borrowing countries from net lending country. That occurred around 1975. And right now, up to date, U.S. becomes the largest debt country in the world. We owe about $13 trillion of national debt. I remember in the Bible, in the Deuteronomy chapter 28, this chapter said, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all His commandments, I give you today, that He give to Israeli people. The Lord of your God will set you high above all nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your Lord. Then verse 12 is very interesting. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of His bounty, to send rain on your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hands. Then you will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. Mm. This actually, the situation right now. In verse 15, this Deuteronomy chapter 28 said, however, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Then verse 34, very interesting, say, he will lend to you. I mean, the foreign nations will lend to you, but you will not lend to him. He will be the head, but you will be the tail. Mm-hmm. I think these verses actually send alarming warnings to us, especially U.S. American people, that if we do not obey God's commandments, we will become debtor nation, just like today. Actually, if you look at American history for the last 50 years, last half centuries, the liberal courts ruled many cases against Christianity setting. So this is why we are getting away from God. In the end, God may give up us. That's, I think, today's message.
Because since 1975, we switched, according to Deuteronomy, from being a lending nation to becoming a debtor nation. And we are completely the opposite of what the Lord said we should be doing. And that's happening on a national scale. And Dr. Nguyen, it's not turning around right now, is it?
Not yet. That's right. And according to the statistics, U.S. debt owned by foreign entities is about 40% now.
Well, Dr. Nguyen, I know we are in a very dangerous situation, and I want to learn more from you when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me today is our distinguished guest, Dr. Yin-Kan Nguyen, who is a former senior economist to the World Bank. And Dr. Nguyen, you were sharing with us that since about 1975, 1980, the United States set out on a course that has not been reversed. And we're taking on ever-increasing amounts of debt, an alarming amount of debt, as you said, and we need to take heed. We need to do something about this. What are some of the other indications that we're on a path that is truly dangerous right now?
Not only the government is overspent, also families, households also overspending. According to U.S. statistics, household debt service payments, meaning interest payment plus principal payments, as a percentage of a disposable personal income, means after taxes, the money you can control. For example, every $100 you can spend, we have to spend $14 to pay the debt. That's also really alarming. Whenever you have a deficit over your income, over 10%, it's alarming. So I think that's also not a very good trend for American people. American people should save more and spend less. So make their financial more sounding.
Yeah, you are making my case, Dr. Nguyen, that we need to save more and spend less. So we not only have a federal government deficit problem, but what you're saying is the average American citizen is in as bad a shape as the government itself.
That's correct. Personal saving for the past 10 years we have every $100, we only save $5. Actually, less than $5. Until just recent 2 years, we save up to $5 because of a financial crisis.
Yes, we came to our senses, but not enough. Compare that to the Asian cultures in terms of personal savings rate.
Yeah, for example, Taiwan or China, they save 20% more every year.
Yes, every
year. This way. Whenever the country save more, they can foster economic growth. This why China and Taiwan and Singapore, all Asian countries, they can grow faster than European country or than U.S. countries.
Because their citizens have resources to do something with that money, right?
That's right. They save more. For example, those countries, they also have surplus in their trade, in their international trade. While U.S. Has so-called twin deficit, not only government has a huge debt, their trade balance also in red, means they had a huge trade deficit. Whenever you have a trade deficit, you have to borrow money from foreign countries.
So, Dr. Nguyen, this is information that just from a pure data standpoint looks really, really bad.
That's correct.
And you're saying to all of us, wake up and see that change needs to happen. And I know you've developed a real passion to help people to see that this has got to change. And you believe it has to start with individuals. What is your advice to the individual?
Yeah, I think individual, we should save more, spend less. Actually, Crown Financial Ministry is advising us, not only for American people, also for everyone in the world, that we have to follow God's principle, save more, spend less, and free from debt.
Yes. And you believe every person should pay off their house. Is that correct?
As soon as possible. That's correct.
Yes. And because that's just a large interest payment.
That's correct.
That's eating into the personal budget.
Right. Once you have you are free from the mortgage, and then your living expenses will be relatively low, and you can enjoy your life much more.
Yes.
Not only individuals should be free of debt. More importantly, the government should refrain from their spending habit and save more, avoid the budget deficit.
Yes. You believe the federal government needs to balance their budget as soon as possible, don't you?
That's correct.
Because you can't keep adding to a deficit indefinitely.
That's right.
Do you think that that's going to happen, Dr. Nguyen?
I hope so. But, you know, right now, U.S. Is accumulating debt from right now. Every U.S. citizen on average, owe national debt about $42,000. And in a few years, because we raised up our limit of debt ceiling, we will soon reach the debt of $14.3 trillion set on January, actually this year. Senate passed the raising of the debt ceiling to $14.3 trillion. When that day comes, that the U.S. owe $14.3 trillion, it's almost like 100% of GDP, then each U.S. citizen will bail $45,000.
Yes. On top of the 14% of our budget that we're already spending for personal
debt. That's right. That's correct.
Dr. Nguyen, you have officed within sight of the White House for over 22 years when you were with the World Bank. If you could give one message to the people who govern this country, what advice would you give them?
I think that control the spending and raise government revenue to balance the budget. And also, actually, I think more fundamentally, we should listen to God's commandments. If we follow God's principle, then we'll be free of debt. We will be a good country, strong country, under the God's blessings.
Yes. Well, Dr. Nguyen, you personally have volunteered with your wife to join us and to serve in the United States, as well as to Chinese speakers around the world. And when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about what God is calling you to do. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, God encourages us to invest, and He says in Ecclesiastes 11:2 to spread out or diversify to lower our risk. And one of the best ways to diversify is mutual funds. That's why Crown Financial Ministries offers the Sound Mind Investing Handbook, a step-by-step guide to managing your money from a biblical perspective written by Austin Pryor. Recently updated to address timely topics, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook is one of the most comprehensive guides available on mutual fund investing. Yet, it's still easy to understand and use. And since this handbook is written from a biblical perspective, it'll teach you how to apply God's financial principles to your investing decisions. So whether you're a beginning investor or one with more experience, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook will help you invest more wisely. To get a copy, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. I hope you have received a message loud and clear from Dr. Yin Kan Nguyen. He is such a blessing to me personally to share his knowledge and insights, his research. He's taught me many things already, and I'm so delighted to have him affiliated with Crown Financial Ministries. Dr. Nguyen, I do hope that everyone listening will take your advice to follow God's principles and apply them not only our national government, but individuals, personal stewards. And you and your wife have been called to volunteer your time now to reach the Chinese speakers in America. And by the way, obviously Chinese is your first language. Would you like to say anything to our listeners in your first language?
Yes. 各位听众，你们好，我的名字叫温英干，我现在住在美国，我希望 我们所有的华人，特别是基督徒，他们可以听从神的教导来理财。
Dr. Nguyen, would you like to translate that for me?
All Chinese Christians, my name is Yin Kan Nguyen, and I hope to reach Chinese Americans in the North America for God's principles of financing.
Yes, and so to our listeners, many of you may be serving in a church or in areas of ministry where you have an outreach to those who are Chinese-speaking in your community, in your business, in your city, and Dr. Nguyen and his wife are now becoming trained to help you establish the teachings of Crown Financial Ministries in those communities to help advance that cause. And I'm just delighted, Dr. Nguyen, that God has called you to do that and to help us as an organization to keep an eye on what is happening at a macroeconomic level. How can we be praying for you and your wife, Dr. Nguyen?
I think we need to receive more training from Crown Financial Ministries. And in the meantime, we will try to reach the leaders of Christian leaders in the United States and Canada so that they are informed about Crown Financial Ministries so that when Chinese Christians are equipped with God's principles, they can manage their finance and they can do things according to what Bible teaches, that will receive blessings from God.
Well, Dr. Nguyen, I'm so delighted and encouraged by your affirmation that it truly is God's financial principles that will lead this nation back to health and the individuals who will apply His truth to their life. What an incredible validation from a scholar and one who has such a distinguished career. It's been a blessing to have you on the program today, Dr. Nguyen.
Thank you. 谢谢.
谢谢. Thank you for listening today. I pray God's used this in your heart and you will set out on a path to apply God's financial principles to your life, and together we'll make a difference not only in our home but in this great nation. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next time.